You are tuned into the new Old Heads podcast, premiered every Thursday at noon at bringingdowntheband.com and brought to you by No Bad Ideas, Coleman Dental, Printfinity, and Indie CD and Vinyl. Support the new Old Heads by visiting our Patreon at patreon.com/newoldheads.
Episode 142 of the New Old Heads podcast. I am Major 7. I make incredible beats that are reasonably priced and better than most. Directly in front of me, as always, Mr. Longevity. How are you, sir?
I am well, Michael. How are you doing?
Doing pretty good. Good to see you, as always.
Yeah, me too.
Sitting at the head of the table, Kansas City Mac, a.k.a. Jay Moore. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Kicking not high, flapping but can't fly.
I like that. I like the t-shirt, too, as well, man.
Yeah. From culture. You know,
De La, Queen Latifah.
Classic.
I see you.
I feel
Moni.
Like it's appropriate for what we're doing.
You know, talking about Black Sheep. I see you. I see you. Across the table, rocking the Fresh to Death Braves jersey, DJ J Diff.
Salutations.
What's good, son?
How you doing?
I'm good. I wish you had the MC8 joint. We talked about this, but
yeah,
the white joint with the cursive A.
And diamond turfs.
Man.
Yeah.
You kill them. That's
with
90s
that.
For sure.
I'm with that.
We might have lost some people out there, but not too many. Because, you know.
Now they with it. I think our audience is with it.
Yeah, they know about the diamond turf joints.
Yeah.
Oh, God. To my left, as always, the incomparable DJ Spools.
Hello, Michael.
What's going on, sir?
Not much, man. How are you?
Good, man. Listening to some Drizzy on my way in.
Me too.
We're going to talk about that later.
Cool.
You all right, Spools? You good?
I'm great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. Good to see you, as always. All right, so as Long gets up to refresh himself. Kato's in the building as well on the laptop.
The thoist.
He's ready to correct everything that I mess up. Red August has flipped me off twice. He's in the building as well. Three times behind the camera. I think he's also logged in as well. He's plugged in. I don't know if he has a mic. I really hope that he does not. All right, so episode 142. Let's get through a couple things real quick before we continue our series on our top 100 MCs in the list. We've been chopping.
Who
this down
is the greatest MC of
don't do
all
that.
Time?
Don't do that.
Part four.
Who?
Don't do
who?
It, Spools. Don't do that.
Has anybody said the Baja Boys?
Wow.
So we'll talk about that later.
Definitely ooh. Cultural influence.
Man, shout out to a lot of dark men. All right. So Jermaine Dupri has been in the news. He had some interesting comments about female rappers, female MCs.
He did.
He was being interviewed by People Magazine. And they asked him who his favorite female MCs were. So he had a couple comments, but the one that's a couple that stuck out to me was he said, I feel like they're all rapping about the same thing. He said, it's like strippers, like a lot of strippers that are rappers. And he also said, I don't think they're showing us who the best rapper is. So in a nutshell, he says, all the popular rappers are just rapping about stripping and not really showing skills. So the internet was on 10 about this comment. I think he answered the question, you know, like anyone else would. That's his opinion. But I saw a lot of people getting at JD like, oh, man, he old.
Nah.
Oh, man, he is out of touch. Oh, man, he's this and that. I'm like, okay.
The little bad baby, biatch.
Yeah, like she was in her bag, called him grandpa and all this. I'm like, this is so hip-hop culture. Just
she
to,
doesn't have a voice, but keep
facts.
Going. Facts.
This is so hip-hop culture just to dismiss anybody that's old. I'm like, JD has sold millions and millions of records. What are you talking about? Like, why would you not at least respect his opinion? I don't know. To that, you say what? Longevity.
Respect is earned.
JD's definitely earned the right to say that.
Okay. Well, he also comes out and he calls all female rappers strippers.
Maybe it was in relation to the mainstream. Is he lying?
Did he say that? Did he say that?
Cardi B.
Did he say that?
No.
No, he didn't say that, but I don't know.
So he's in.
That's the way I took it. The mainstream.
The way that I view it is he's in a position of power of hip hop because of his influence.
No question.
So when he comes out and he says something along the lines of all female rappers are strippers, it's not a good look.
I mean, hey, I was able to me, in my opinion, again, like I said, I thought he was talking about the mainstream. That's where I took it.
I'm sure he was. I'm sure he was.
He needed to specify.
I'm sure he was.
That's fair.
I guess that's my point. He should have
specified.
He should have specified better. You know,
jump in, JDF.
To Long's point, he should have specified it. But I think the problem was when they asked him the question of who he thinks is best, he should have answered that as well.
Okay.
Rather than jumping into all the rappers or strippers. And he has a point.
That's what I'm saying.
As far as the mainstream rappers being strippers in today's day and age, because when you talk about all the women that are on top of the charts right now, you have the City Girls, you have Cardi B, you have Meg Thee Stallion. She's not a stripper, but she has a stripper style.
Yep.
But it's not anything new to hip hop. I mean, Eve was a stripper. She didn't rap about stripping, but she was a stripper.
I think that's the difference, though. Like, I think there was a more of a variation in Eve's content, Foxy Brown's content, versus...
But it was overly... When you talk about Foxy Brown and Lil' Kim, whether they were strippers or not, it was definitely sexualized
100%, 100%.
Energy on those tracks.
But when I listen to their projects, I'm looking at it like... I didn't get the feel that those were heavily sexually influenced top to bottom. Those projects, like when I hear Foxy
Kim's,
Brown,
yes, Foxy's not.
When I
so
hear
much.
Foxy Brown rapping on The Firm, I'm like, there's nothing sexy about that. She just bodying and jumping in the pocket with Nas and the rest of them. Cormega
did they write? Did they write all their own lyrics for
Little
stuff?
Kim? Definitely not. They're reference
I
tracks.
I think Foxy wrote her joints though. If I'm not mistaken.
There are reference tracks out there with Biggie rapping Kim's lyrics. So.
If she wrote the joint for The Firm with the numbers and how she break that down, like, that was super impressive, my opinion. Go ahead, Spools. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I was just curious about that.
About the writing?
So, yeah. But, no, I mean, I guess, I don't know. It just seemed like kind of an overgeneral comment to make. Mm-hmm. And I don't know.
It's kind of spiteful, even.
It is. It's shitty because there
that's where I was going to go.
Like plenty of good MC, like female MCs out there. So
that nobody ever mentions about, so. Rhapsody, though. Yeah.
Shout out to Cardi B, though. She actually ran off a name of, you know, dope female MCs and talked about how, you know, and I'm paraphrasing here, but it's not what people want. Like people are responding to the stuff that we do, and there's plenty of women that are out here that are actually cold, which is true. But she did mention Rhapsody is one of those young ladies, and Rhapsody actually was being interviewed and gave her peas. She also mentioned that Cardi she's mentioned her multiple times. So that's dope from a standpoint of Cardi being able to use her platform to show people love. It's not the first time that she's done that, so I give her peas for that. But we all know how dope Rhapsody is. Layla's Wisdom, to me, was incredible. Very good album. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She got the nod for the Grammys, but...
Yeah, unfortunately, yeah. She came out the same year as Kendrick. So.
Right.
You know, this is the thing. Because I think a part of this comes from the fact that, for whatever reason, a lot of people just don't like Jermaine Dupri.
Yeah.
Like,
that's a fact.
But when he starts running down his resume, you're like, oh, yeah. Because he started talking about, remember when that Source Awards where he was like, Atlanta's got something to say.
Yeah.
When Outkast said that.
Yeah.
He's like, I just got off stage with the Brat when they said that. Like
repping Atlanta.
You know, like I had sold probably about 8 million records out of Atlanta
the Brat's
up to that
from
point.
Chicago, though.
Yeah, yeah. But as far as like crisscross.
They said the South got something to say.
The South got something to say, which is true. But, you know, so if you guys say that.
He's looking at it like we still were repping the South with me.
But if you're
going
to say that, the Ghetto Boys had been repping the South.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's true.
There's just people that don't like Jermaine Dupri because. Like I said, I've referenced this before about when he was in the studio and the young lady was playing him some music and she asked for an honest opinion. He said it sounds like stripper fight rap. Mm. I think a lot of people don't remember that, and I think that's what he's referencing. I'm not going to put words in his mouth, but the thing is I'm in the mainstream clubs, if you will. You know, I know everybody, a lot of
that's
people who listen know me at Coaches, but I'm out on Friday, Saturday, and Thursday nights in these spots where a lot of these records get played.
Yep.
You know, and just to play devil's advocate for people who may not be familiar, because I think a lot of our audience is much more familiar with a Rhapsody because, you know, for whatever you have to say, we've championed her. We've probably talked about Rhapsody more than
Super
we've talked
cold.
About any of these other women
Super
combined.
Cold.
But, you know, if you look at the video for City Girls Twerk, then you look at the video for Big Ol' Freak by Megan Thee Stallion or Freak Nasty or for Cardi's Money. If you don't know what you're looking at, if you don't hear the words, you really his you know, like I said, that you sometimes you just play devil's advocate and understand where he could be coming from when he made this statement. you know, that's that could be where he's coming from. Like, I would challenge the people who listen, like, go on YouTube and check it out.
It's his opinion. It's just, I think it was poorly stated.
You know,
to
so
point.
And he's a part of that mainstream. So he's probably referencing, you know, those artists, or maybe Nicki Minaj when you look at, you know, for her what was the song, Anaconda.
Yeah.
You know, so
I mean, we know what that is.
Let's just keep
like,
it real.
It's cutting the same
There's
vein.
A stripper vibe to that, but just like, you know, I'm, you know, being a dude from the 90s, I remember there was a time everybody was standing on rooftops and running from the police. I was every video on Rap City. So let's not act like there's just been this.
I don't think there's
variation.
Anything wrong. My thing is this, and everybody's saying, you know, in general, there's something wrong with the style of music, this stripper music. There's nothing wrong with it.
No,
they rap about what they want.
Exactly. And, you know, there is a double standard when we talk about how women are sexualized in hip hop in general. It's just what it is.
Whether
you really send him a note.
Or from
you send him a note.
100%. You gotta keep this thing moving.
Like, we don't have cameras on, and that's fine.
Keep this thing moving. Get him an opener since you gonna snitch and tell everybody what's going on.
I just thought it was hilarious that you did that.
Red August, I'm trying to keep the flow going, but if Longo snitch, that's cool. I was looking for a beverage, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, man. No, I was gonna say, like, it's overly. Would this be a topic if men were doing the same thing?
You can actually criticize men in terms of the concept of rapping about the same thing. It's easy to be like, yo, everybody raps about drug dealing, coke, blah, blah, blah. You can use
See, this
the same
is the
concept.
Thing. This is the thing, though. It was an issue at one point in time.
Okay.
But it wasn't from people that were involved in hip-hop, per se. It was from more the politicians.
See, the Lewis Tuckers.
Those type people were criticizing the content of rap back
See,
then.
The Lewis
so
Tucker,
when you have
a motherfucker.
When you have somebody that's actually in part of hip hop and goes back and criticizes it, it's kind of like
MVP.
Calling a, if you don't shut up.
He is. Hold on, you ain't get.
He's
mad.
Making a point. You talking about getting
the Kato's the MVP? I'm sorry.
Because he handed
ahead,
you a
bro.
Beer.
Yeah. Go ahead, Terry.
The disrespect.
Yeah, disrespect.
The disrespect.
Way worse than the way that I interrupted you.
he did it like three times.
Can we do a
let him slide.
Can we do a flashback for that? I'm sorry, Terry. Go ahead.
I didn't lost my thought. Now.
No, you didn't. Don't
I
lose it.
Did.
Well, go ahead.
I'm trying to kind of gather it.
Go ahead, man.
Kato, you the MVP for that, though. God damn.
Well, no. And even when
it's
I
black
tell
on black violence,
when I tell people to reference those videos, you know, like I said, please do it not at work. I remember when the twerk video came out, and like there were people who wanted to be critical of that. But when you watch that video, it is a bunch of women on a yacht on a beach dancing. But you know what? They're not under the guise of other men. These are women owning their own agency and their own sexuality. Right. It's not. You know, think about the Big Pimpin' video where it's a bunch of women who are dancing on a yacht. For the gratification of men who are fully clothed, pouring champagne on them and whatnot, you know. So
that was deep right there.
I just think when you know, because like I said, I without the sound and people not paying close attention, yes, you can. People might want to put that stripper vibe on those particular songs.
For sure.
But if you also want to give women the credit they deserve for owning their own sexuality and having the agency to do the things that they want to do without saying. Thinking that, okay, a man told me to put on this outfit. A man told me, you know, to go ahead and shake my ass. I came up with this, and if it was going to go too far, I would have said no. Sometimes we have to give women more credit than we're giving them.
Trina came out and actually, you know, championed what was going on. She's like, you know, the city girls remind me of me. Like, they coming up from when I came out, and I initially came out, and I could see her draw that parallel. It makes sense to me. But she's like, these girls are rapping about them, the lifestyle that they're living as they're going on tour, they're going to these clubs, they're going to locations. It's like, it's reflective of the lifestyle that they're living now. As artists, like, she was really going in about, yo, this is how they're living, this is what they're talking about. It's a direct reflection of their lifestyle. And she's like, there's nothing wrong with it. And I get that. I'm not mad at that because Trina was the exact same way. History repeats itself.
Well,
she was the exact same way when she came out with Trick.
Well, Day. Also, when we're talking about a lot of these, they're new artists, the Cash Doll, all these women, they're on maybe their first or second project. This is the problem I do feel like what we have with women in hip-hop, and we've talked about this a little before, is we don't allow women to grow up at all.
Like, whoever you are when we meet you, that's who we expect you to be going forward. If you don't want to adhere to that, you wind up doing something else, like a Queen Latifah, like MC Light, who's been acting and doing voiceovers. Eve, you know, there are people who don't even know Eve is a rapper. They know as a talk show host.
MC Facts. Light still raps.
She does.
I'm mistaken. I saw her at
she does
a Black Expo event.
No, I don't know.
It was some years ago. But she's doing. She killed that shit.
But
too.
She's doing heavy in the voice her original material. You know what I'm saying? Like, she's not doing new material. So that's one of the things. Because the thing is, Jay-Z gets to grow up. He gets to be the former drug dealer from Brooklyn who now talks about art.
Yep.
Common was the Southside knucklehead, and now he gets to be an ambassador for right. so many things. Nas is, you know, and even though I think Nas was well ahead of his years when he put out Illmatic, you know, he's still been able to grow up and be a man in hip hop. Unfortunately, you know, Salt and Pepper, I love them, but you know, like, they're still doing Shoop and Push It. Nobody wants to hear,
show, right?
new, you know,
VH1?
Wants to know any of their new music. And, you know, even with Nicki Minaj, who I think is a talented artist, you know, she hasn't really made a progression in the 10 years that we've known her. And I think that's a lot that has to do with the male perspective and what we'll accept and what her original fans want to hear from her. Like, if she wanted to do this serious album and not do a lot of ass shaking, would she still get? Well, it's not really working for her now because her records are ice cold. But
who is that now?
Nicki Minaj.
Oh,
I'm in the club. Her records don't like her. I've seen people that Megatron record. I've been seeing people walk off the stage or dang. off the
that's
dance
tough.
Floor. But that's what I'm saying. I mean, like, I would love for there to be those female artists who could be in a space like a J. Cole or a Kendrick, and still get, you know, even though I feel like that's what Rhapsody is, but we recognize Rhapsody.
Rhapsody,
but
it's the epitome
heard,
of what you're talking about.
I've never
but
heard,
she's not going to get
I've
that.
I've never heard Rhapsody on, you know, your mainstream hip hop station.
It's kind of like right. back in the day, you never really heard Bahamadia yeah. like yeah. that. You know what I'm saying? She was heavy
Bahamadia.
Back then.
Yeah.
Lauryn Hill had her run, but
it was
she kind
of R&B run.
Right.
She just was able to be an incredible rapper while doing both.
Like, right.
That she's rare though. Like, Lauryn Hill don't come around that often.
But
somebody
after
that,
who was in those shoes?
And that depends
Lauryn
on
Hill
what you like.
Lauryn
that's
Hill didn't
true.
Even make another album.
Depends on what you
because there was
like.
Also an artist by the name of Boss, who was more on a gangster rap tip, and she had a nice album, but yeah. it came out that somebody else was writing her verses for her.
There you go.
So that's what kind of took her out. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Boss.
Yeah. I've heard the name. Deeper. I'm not going front and say I heard the album.
She had a song
yeah.
Deeper.
Yeah.
My sister's
and then
a
Sugar
bitch
T
with
was
AMG.
Dope.
Cool. I fool with Sugar T.
She was dope.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I fool with Sugar T.
I loved Lady
Mia
of Rage.
X was dope, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Mia X was
could
nice.
Rap. She's one of the dopest people.
Lady
of
Rage
in
was
limit.
Dope too.
I always say that.
Yeah, Lady of Rage was dope too. But
Lady
at,
Rage, yeah.
at the end of the day, you know, JD got the conversation started. It's everywhere now. People are talking about. I saw a lot of female MCs post videos just blacking out. You know what I'm saying? So the conversation has started. So that's dope. We'll see where it goes from there. He tried to start some type of
cypher
challenge or
something. We're also in an age where everybody jumps out the window on everything.
Yep, I agree.
And a lot of people that are saying things aren't qualified, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
to have an opinion on it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everybody does now.
Everybody does. Like, even back to the Bad Baby chick. Like, she's been talking a lot of shit here lately about... Yeah. Being respected
shit.
As an MC.
She just signed $1 million
she got on
contract with some company a couple days ago, within the last couple days, to write for songwriting or for
which is
shit.
Amazing.
It's not songwriting, though, because she doesn't write shit. She got on from being a brat on a TV show.
On Dr.
Yeah.
Phil.
That pretty much garnered a 15-minute of fame that turned into longer than 15
terrible.
Minutes.
I agree. Yeah, it's awful.
And people fuck with her, though.
To his point, to me... Those are the conversations. We obviously can have that for another topic for another day. But to his point, like, that's whack. That's
a different story. Also.
Yeah, that's all totally that, story. That doesn't really have to do, I feel, with
but
how
I see
females
where, I see your
are
point.
Viewed in the game.
Yeah.
But give her time to grow. Maybe she'll turn into an artist that we like, right?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, she ain't maybe. But, like, 17, so
yeah,
she got plenty of time.
Young, man, so hopefully they, like...
But there's a
the industry doesn't get like its claws in her.
Yeah, she's still young, so she can grow. She can evolve.
I just don't think there's anything wrong with... the music. I mean,
yeah.
You guys familiar with Angela Davenport? Young and Silky. She was in Rapper Chicks with Psalm 1.
I heard the name, but I'm
I
not
know
going
Rapper
front.
Chicks.
Yeah. I know Rapper Chicks.
She just dropped a song, a video called Jesus, and it's called, I think it's called My Pussy Jesus.
Oh
wow!
But it's very wow. But you have to listen. But
you have to listen to it.
You have to listen to the song because it's what Jay Moore speak about. If you just watch it on mute, you're definitely going to lust over the video.
Yeah.
But if you pay attention to what she's talking about, you know, she's making a point in it. You know. Okay. So, but there's music for. There's all different types of dope women lyricists. We haven't even talked about Tierra Whack.
Or super dope.
No Name, yeah. You know, that people love.
Oh, girl with the cow song.
Yeah.
She can actually rap.
Doja Cat?
Doja Cat.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Okay. Yeah.
She can rap.
What's my girl name that had the short hair? Dej Loaf. You remember her? Right, I don't know where. Yeah.
Not a fan. Not going to lie.
She had some stuff I actually liked. Angle front. I don't know what happened since then, but.
Yeah.
You know, people go through waves, whatever. But
anyway,
JD has a conversation. The conversation has started. So
look, I just think it's fantastic that we're talking about women in hip hop because for a long time there just was this void. And
facts,
because like I'm even thinking about in the late 80s, early 90s, I felt like there were enough female MCs to where we were really like partners with the women. There was always a dope female spitter in the crew, whether it be, you know, Yo-Yo with Ice Cube, whether it had been Moni Love down with the Native Tongues and Queen Latifah in that same crew.
Shit, Roxanne Shante.
You know.
It's almost like now, and this has been going on for a while, there's only space for one female artist, it seems like. So they kind of start to kind of jab the other ones coming up to start not messing with the other ones. Like, I think Nicki Minaj had a statement she came out with a few weeks back talking about people not paying homage to her that are coming out.
Mm.
And now she paid homage to, she listed a
whole bunch of them. Yep.
And I mean, it's because of what they're brought up in.
Right.
It's the climate is for them to only care about themselves and pretty much down other female MC, it seems like to me.
Well, I mean, that's to me, this all will be something that we'll be able to revisit. I want to get into some new music before we get into our list conversation. Do you have anything else to add?
It's not that different from a lot of dudes.
That's a fact.
And
that's
the
only difference is like there's more dudes, and more dudes get clicked up to like kind of go
to
at
work
this
with each other.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? Whereas the women are just by themselves going at each other.
It was cool to see Cardi, like Mike said.
Yeah,
Cardi B kind of like shouting out.
She's got the biggest platform at this point, so for her to do that, I think that's dope. I want to get into this new music real quick. Go ahead.
Put a cap on it. The thing is, I think sometimes I have to throw my conspiracy bag on it because right now, women are running this rap shit.
Mm-hmm.
If you were in the clubs, it's Megan got like 4 or 5 records right now.
100%.
Cash Doll, The City Girls, Cardi's had like an incredible run. And those records get the biggest response right now. So the thing is, there might be some jealous man who's trying to keep all this catty foolishness going. So I'm right now, you just got to acknowledge that the women are running this.
But in reality, they're
doing something right.
In the catty foolishness, really just Cardi and Nicki. That's pretty much it, right?
I can't. Well, that's the thing. Nicki's ice cold right now. She needs to stop worrying about anybody else and try to figure out how to get some records.
That's the only like real.
Yeah, that's the really only thing. The other girls don't seem to have any problem with each other. Yeah. You don't ever hear them saying anything about each other. So.
Well, they running it. So you out there in the clubs in the streets. So you hear it. Let's talk about this new music before we get into the more of the Criterion and back into the list. Crit is here. I'm sure everybody's got a chance to run that list to that. For the sake of time, we a little over 20 minutes. Let's make it real short in terms of the comments. I like it. If I was to rank it out of a 5, I'd probably give it a 3.5 as a huge Crit fan because I can see. There are certain influences that are a little different from a production standpoint, songwriting standpoint. Like, he's a personal guy.
Mm-hmm.
So this is not as personal. I think a lot of these records are just like records that he's trying out. He even said he was uncomfortable making it on a Breakfast Club. So I could tell it's a little different. I like it. It's just it didn't hit me like a normal Crip project. To that, you guys say what?
I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm a little indifferent. I want to sit on it for a little while before I have an actual consensus on how I feel about the whole project.
That's cool.
Yeah, well, I'm not the hugest Crit fan here. I like Crit, but from what I heard just listening before the show, there were definitely within the first 10-11 tracks, I definitely liked a solid 4.
Yeah,
I mean, that I like, you know what I mean? So some of the other ones I'm just indifferent about, but he's definitely has some records on here.
There's
so.
Some heat on there for sure. Dope features as well. Spools, go ahead.
I've ran it a whole bunch of times, man. I like it a lot. Crit is one of my favorite artists. Like,
yeah.
Probably I was thinking about this. Probably my favorite artist to come out in the last 10 years, I would say.
That's dope. Maybe. Not mad at that.
Yeah. But, it's a great artist.
I understand why people don't, I guess, kind of like it as much so far. Mm-hmm. Because it is, I think some, one of you guys might have said it's a little bit more commercial. It's a little, you know, there's
Crit,
some more.
100%.
Crit historically has to grow on me. He's one of those artists I have to listen to multiple times. Mm-hmm. Like Catalactica, was that the name of the album?
Yeah.
I had to listen to that 3 or 4 times to like it.
Yep.
But then I started to like it. So yeah. I'm guessing that he's just that type of artist for me.
That project was dope.
So.
No, but there's, I don't know, man, probably 4 or 5 that I just keep running back. Believe is an incredible song. The Mississippi song, the last song on the album, is really
super
really
creative.
Different and creative, like to Mike's point, and like
I really
super
like,
fucking groovy.
I really liked everything. That song was really good.
It's dope. The joint with J. Cole, Prove It, I think.
Yeah, he's really cool. bodied that.
But no, as far as like all the, I wouldn't say it's the best Crit project as a Crit fan. You know what I mean? But it's solid. You know,
hopefully
like
it get him some looks.
I mean, give it a run. It's called Crit Is Here.
Crit is here. Yeah, Crit
is here. I think one of the things that, because actually Spools put me up on Crit like back in the day because he's been doing his thing for a minute and. With this new project, I like it, but the hard thing with somebody who has an extensive catalog like Crit has, going from being independent to being on a major to being independent again, is there's so much material to compare it to. And so you'll hear this, and this is why, you know, I got to probably listen to it a few more times, because in my mind I might be comparing it to previous projects that I liked initially a little bit more, but right. That's pretty much with anyone who has a large catalog.
He's got a run of a lot of high, you know, quality material too, though.
And so that's that. I think that's for people who are fans of Crit, like, you know, a lot of us here at the table are. That might be where we're maybe not feeling it and having that initial response to it, because we have so much to compare it to. Yeah. And Crit has been a consistently dope MC.
Yeah, that makes sense.
He has joints, I think, on The Breakfast Club. They said he's produced over, I believe, 70% of his material up to this point. They, you know, round the numbers off. You can tell there are joints on this project where it's like, okay, that's Crit in his bag. That's Crit in his pocket. And then there are other joints where it's like, okay, he's reaching outside of himself. I'm all for that. You want to grow as an artist, I'm cool with that. Mm-hmm. But his core fans can tell the difference. I will call myself a core fan. So he's definitely got some heat on there, so I'm definitely going to continue to run it. Nas dropped his first joint
Real
off
quick,
the...
He will be here in Indianapolis.
Yes.
In October, I think. Mm-hmm. October
I got to go see that.
22nd, I want to say, at the Old National, if I'm not mistaken.
Got to go see that. Okay. Yeah, we got to go see that. Nas dropped Jeroa Rap, which was a ode to Al Jeroa, legendary.
Disclaimer, this is the Lost Tapes Part 2.
Yes, Lost Tapes Part 2. Al Jeroa's a legend now. I ain't going to front on Al Jeroa.
The whistle was great.
It's called Scat Attack. I'm a huge hates Nas. We know that. I'm a huge Nas fan.
I brought him up last week first.
You did. I appreciate you for that.
Thank you.
But this ain't it, man.
No, it is not.
No, it's not. I don't like the song.
It's super creative. I get it. But
is it?
I think it is, but it's just not it. It ain't it.
It's like interestingly clever because he's rapping a specific way
That's
to the beat.
What
it's got this
for.
Interesting, like almost polyrhythmic type beat to it, but
this
it's
ain't it.
Not. No.
Yeah, this sound like this should be played on.
It's like Mary Poppins or something.
I should be at this should be on Fiddler on the Roof, like a live play or something like that.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
Not my
favorite.
And it's
weird to. That would be the song that they would drop to try to get
that's
you interested
really,
in
the
That's
person. Really interesting.
The joint he had on the
that.
Trailer was cold.
Yeah, that trailer was cold.
So I'm like, okay, here we go. And then he drops to...
I was excited to hear that.
The dinner theater
joint. I posted
joint.
It in the community real quick just to kind of gauge what everybody was feeling. I didn't ever even say what I was feeling. I was kind of just baiting, seeing what everybody was on. Look, you know?
Yeah, that ain't it.
Yeah, this is a song that officially made me less interested in hearing the rest of the project. Like, I mean, how long has this song? Trailer, how long has this song been lost? I mean,
super long.
I mean, disclaimer: like, it is the lost.
Yeah, tape, I get so. It, but you know, like, you
we
know,
blew a lot of dust off in this one.
Yeah, like when I'm thinking, okay,
super dust.
Nas and Al Jarreau, I was like, all right, yeah. This is either going to be great or terrible, and it wound up being terrible. And
I, when I saw it, yeah, too, I was like, oh, this looks great because I like Al Jarreau's music.
I love Al Jarreau, like, yeah. Man.
His dad probably influenced him to do that song.
I don't know. This did.
Yeah, but remember how dope Bridging the Gap was?
Yeah,
it was dope.
Maybe that's a song that he did around that time, and he's like, nah, this ain't it, and they cut it. And now he's kind of scrambling because Nas' album been done for 3 years. Maybe even four.
Wait a minute.
If y'all recall.
When did Al Jarreau pass away? How long?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Al Jarreau. It's been
a while.
I don't think Al Jarreau was still
Cicada,
living.
When did Al Jarreau pass away?
Yeah, let's bring it up.
Yeah. I mean, because we still haven't got the album that was done.
We don't have that.
That he talked about on Cali shit.
Hey, Cato, look up Dinner Theaters. We want to find out which ones we can put this song with because.
Don't look that up, Cato.
Movie.
The hell is a dinner theater?
You've never been to a dinner theater?
He passed in February of 2017.
Okay. So, all right.
So, yeah.
No, well, I can't say I've been to a dinner theater.
I've been to one before.
Thank you,
Kate. Very nice.
I don't. If I would finish my dinner and leave if they played this.
Yeah,
sorry,
cool.
Sorry, Nas. And Nas.
Love finish Nas. My dinner and leave.
It's like a Broadway song.
Yeah, he's one of the goats, man. But yeah, I don't. This might be.
I don't know who was A&R in this whole project to say, yeah, let's put this out for the people and get them excited for your project.
Let's get them excited to go to Broadway stuff.
That wasn't it.
That ain't it, Nas. We love you, though, Seth Malone.
He might as well have used that on Broadway
sample
for that.
I feel like
that would have been dope.
I still have hope for the album, though.
I do.
I have to because I see the other list of producers.
Yes.
Yeah, who produced that one?
I don't know, man.
I don't know either.
I don't care.
Jungle?
Don't do that.
Jungle's producing now?
Yeah, why not?
He trying to get Jungle some strings.
Why not?
Because usually when for the weak link on a Nas project, I'm like, all right, well,
Salam
I see
Remy.
The Swiss Beast.
Don't disrespect Salam
Remy. I love Salam Remy. I love Salam Remy.
Don't disrespect Salam Remy.
Hey, Timbaland had a whack joint on a Nas album, too, though.
Which one?
You Won't See Me Tonight?
Yeah.
Didn't he have a song with Aaliyah?
That was that song.
That was whack. Yeah, that was whack.
It was whack.
Who produced Miss Fat Booty? Because that beat was not, or not Miss Fat Booty.
Miss Fat Booty is legendary.
Not Miss
Fat Booty. Dr. Knock Boots.
Dr. Knock Boots. Thank you. Thank you.
Bam. Bam. Bam.
Two.
Bam.
Yeah.
Bam.
It works, though.
Bam. Nah, that was song was dope. Bam. That was a B-side.
Like
Nas is like, yeah.
This ain't
okay.
It, though.
Okay.
No, this ain't it.
Mona's like, knew it wasn't.
Dr. Knock Boots was cool to me.
I was cool on Dr. Knock.
Lyrical content was cool.
I was cool on the song.
I don't know. I was outside.
No. Sometimes simplicity.
I've seen some dope DJ routine. Or I saw one in particular. I think it was done by Rob Swift. Shout out to Rob Swift, who Jay Moore got to interview for the old heads some months ago.
The video is out there, too, if y'all want to take a look at it at Bring It Out a Band.
It's on the channel.
Indeed. But he does a dope routine with Dr. Knock Roots.
Yeah.
Like, so, like freaks it and makes a whole other song out of. It's incredible. So there's probably also a video of that.
So hopefully
hopefully
somebody will take this song and like put it over
a good
put
beat.
It underneath like Gregory Hines tap dancing or something like that. Like I think that'd
be dope. This song is a lost cause.
Are we gonna leave it alone? All right, well,
you
we'll
should
leave
probably
Gregory
go back
Hines
in the vault.
Yeah.
What's the last three songs Timbaland's produced that you guys liked a lot?
Oh man.
I don't think we have time for that conversation.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure. He did some great
I'd have
Timberlake
to think too hard. Like,
okay.
I don't remember the last song he produced.
He did some dope stuff with Timberlake now. I ain't in front.
He did. Yeah. How long ago? Was that a decade ago?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's
it certainly
long.
Wasn't anything
he
on that last
shit
horrible
for Timberlake
album.
On the last Timberlake album.
Yeah, that album was terrible.
Don't do that.
Yeah, Man of the Woods.
I'm sorry. Did I say something wrong?
Yeah, don't do that. All right, so let's shout out our partners.
We don't condone honesty on here.
shout out to Bringing Out a Band, as always. It's the hub there. Shout out to NDCD and Vinyl as well, one of our partners. They always supply us with great wax for our raffles that we have to do as well, so we appreciate them. No Bad Ideas, they continue to lace us with dope product. I actually like this one. I don't know who has.
Have you seen a hat that you don't like?
I don't know, man.
I'm just saying.
Also, you don't be on them like that? I feel you.
I'm just saying.
Shout out to...
You can't have that one.
Shout out to Printfinity as well. Support your local entrepreneurs. Red August is giggling.
I think it'd be funny if Mike goes, here's a hat, and I just can't stand this one. No, I've not seen too many.
Did I miss anybody? Shout out to Dr. Coleman Dental as well. right next to Decademics and Bra Ripples. So we appreciate him as well as one of our partners. Did I miss anybody? Shout out to Red August. He's a guy that records stuff. I ain't going to give you no peace. All right, so let's get to this list.
Hit up Red August for your videography and photography needs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's really good at both.
He flipped me off 3 times. I ain't messing with him today.
Yeah, but you had a comment.
He just told you you were number 1 3 times.
Yeah, that's what that was.
Clearly. All right, so let's get back. Let's get back to this list. So we made a couple adjustments in terms of the criteria. We also wanted to go through our executive order suggestions as well. And Lone has a list of I think the executive order are two people that we want to put on and as an option to put back on the list. Lone has a list of people that
try restructuring that whole thing again. That was confusing.
So we have the criteria that we've altered. Have the
Are we going to list the criteria?
Would you like to do those first?
We probably should if we're going to. I guess.
Let's tell the people.
All right. So we still have influence / impact.
On peers.
I was getting there.
Were you?
Yep. It's right there on the paper.
Mr. Vocabulary. Master P over here.
Vocabulary. unique words.
Yep.
Wordplay.
So we changed
metaphors,
that one.
Similes, and rhyme scheme. Correct. I believe is correct. Delivery. We had cadence.
No. Syllables.
Syllables, riding the beat, and how fluidity. Fluid they sound. The fluidity. How fluid they sound. Consistency hasn't changed. Quality material. Voice goes into cadence
and how they sound.
Beat selection is pretty much straightforward. You said listenability. Let's see, easy to listen to. Replayability.
Enjoyability. Well. Enjoyability is the replayability and.
And I think we
easy
added,
to listen to. We added two of them.
And we added songwriting.
Songwriting, which is a mixture of. Content, story, consistency within the rhymes.
Yep. And actually writing your own songs.
Yes,
absolutely. Definitely got to write your own records.
And then bar impact is one we've been flirting with that I think we may go with, which is cultural impact from their bars themselves. So
it'll give us 10 categories. It'd be a nice round number.
Yeah, I think right. I think that might actually cover pretty much. I can't believe we forgot songwriting initially. So.
Yeah.
So those are our 10 criteria, and then so we have 125, right? So we went through and we picked 125 last episode, so you can check out episode 141 if you want to see who's on that list.
Mm-hmm. Dope list.
So we have we've taken some suggestions from people with comments, and obviously we knew we were going to miss some people.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess we're going
to
go.
Yes, thank you to those people who wrote comments.
I guess we're going to go through and see if we agree on some of these people, I guess.
Yeah, you got a list, didn't you, of
Terry, do you have a list of your own?
What's that?
If you guys have lists
that you
first,
feel should be.
You guys want to say your list, then I'll go through the big one.
I just had the two.
I didn't even really create a list. I'm just
kind of going to go. That's cool. I have Brad's. So.
Cool. Yeah, I get
Jay,
you
do you have any specific?
I have, and I think it's one that's on your list as well, Lord Finesse.
Yeah, he's on here.
And after we've talked about it and like going through, this is probably going to be a hot take. Trina.
Okay.
All right.
Mike, do you have any?
So I have those both on here, so I guess we can just kind of go through them. If you guys. Yeah.
Mike, did you have any that you didn't, like Sean might not
I just
have?
Got two executive picks, but we'll get to that later. All right, cool. On the list.
Those were my two executives, so I thought
you already did it.
All right, so. Yeah, I'm going to go at just I'm just going to read some names. I feel like we left off a handful of people that maybe kind of slipped through the cracks depending on maybe we just don't listen to them very much.
A lot of people.
So as you read these names, do you want to stop?
We can do that.
With each one just do real one quick one and just quick. Go around and everybody
see if people are familiar and everything.
Yeah. Cato, right. Are you ready for this?
All right, so I'm going to go in alphabetical order.
Okay.
So first I have is apathy. Are you guys familiar with apathy?
I am.
Apathy is extremely talented.
I don't know who that is.
Okay. I didn't figure you would, but.
Do you know who that is?
I don't know him in a sense of being included on a list.
Okay.
And this is what I'll say about this. There's a lot of dope-ass rappers
for sure.
And MCs that are unfortunately going to get left off this list. And we have to add some based on people recognizing the artist.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
I think we have plenty of those right now.
No, I'm just saying in general.
Yeah. Yeah, this is just the remainder list. But, yeah, you know, that's all it is. Cool. So, I mean, I feel like Apathy is probably in a top 200 list somewhere if people have listened to him. So,
I agree. I agree that he's in a top 200 list.
Jay,
are you familiar with Apathy?
I am.
What do you think?
I've never been a huge fan. That's just fair enough. Though.
All right. Okay.
He's not on the list.
Nope. All right. Next I have, and this one is one where he probably won't make it necessarily, but maybe so. Add two. I had Add Two on my list just for, you know, he had his run with Jamla for a little while. He's also been rapping in Chicago for a very long time. But, you know, he is a fairly newer established artist. So.
I'm super in on Add Two.
I think he's a great lyricist. So yeah.
He's got the goods.
My knowledge of Add Two is limited. Yeah. But what I've heard, I've liked.
Yeah, okay. I'm in on Add.
Honestly, yeah. Don't know him.
Okay.
Terry?
That's fine. Are these just artists that you're going to add or...
Add to the list.
Yeah. No pun intended.
That's fine.
Yeah, okay. I'm cool with that.
All right. Asher Roth.
Nah, I'm cool with Asher Roth.
Okay.
I'm also going to pass on this.
He's got some good material. He's got an album with Knots, so which you may or may not be familiar
with.
Shout
out to Knots.
But that's fine. I was just, you know, he has...
Jazz and Pabst.
Yeah, exactly. He's up there, but I could, you know, again... I think pretty much the majority of the remainder ones are going to be kind of like... Kind of like this, so. Is that a no on him?
Yeah, I'm cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm good on that.
All right. Number 2 Chainz.
I say yes on 2 Chainz.
I'll take 2 Chainz.
I will also say yes.
I'm going to say no, but he's obviously in.
Yeah, I'll take you.
All right. Black Milk.
I'll take Black Milk.
I say yes to Black Milk.
I say yes.
Okay. Blueprint from Ohio. Underground... Dude, kind of legendary in his own right, but
I'm not familiar.
Don't ring a bell for me.
I know I've heard Blueprint, but right. I'm not familiar to the Blueprint. Point I can say.
I can't comment on it. Yeah.
Blueprint's dope.
I think we got outvoted though.
Yeah, so. Don't know enough of his material.
Okay. And I think what we're going to do too, which we mentioned before the show, is for all the artists that some of us may not be fully familiar with, we're going to put together playlists of these artists and kind of go through and listen to them, and also so everybody else can give them a listen as well.
Yeah, I'm with that.
This is a wild card, John Wayne.
That's funny. I really like John Wayne a lot. At least
I don't know if he has enough material though.
Yeah,
personally, but I like him a lot.
He's done a lot of production too, yeah. But obviously that's not what this is about. So.
Probably a pass.
Yeah, it's probably going to be a pass from others.
What about ASAP Rocky?
I'm cool.
No.
I'm cool.
His records are just okay to me.
Yeah. He don't stand out to me at all.
Okay.
Yeah, Ferg been dropping more heat than him here.
Oh, you know, hopefully he gets out of his situation. But
for sure.
No.
Copyright.
I know Copyright.
Mm. He's got bars.
He can rap.
Yeah, he does.
Copyright can rap.
I'm probably in on Copyright.
Yeah, I'm in on Copyright. Copyright can rap.
Y'all can make that call.
Yeah, I can. I'm in on that. Copyright. Mm, yes,
three.
Copyright 78. Here's another one. Cage.
Mortal Kombat.
I'm good.
No. Yeah, never been a fan.
Yeah. Johnny Cage.
No, I see. I would be in.
Hell's Winner is. Fucking amazing to me.
Yes, it is.
But,
it's an incredible album.
But yeah, again, these are what you would call lone artists. Yeah, we are.
This is definitely a lone artist.
A lot of these artists are kind of, yeah, anyway.
If we put them on a playlist, though, I can do my homework, do my research.
I think we only have two, though. I don't, have you heard him enough to put him on there, you think? Okay.
Get over here.
First of all, that was Scorpion.
I know, but I was just trying to get a reference point.
Here's one.
Just a reference point, brother. Yeah, don't do that. Don't be so anxious.
This is a reference point.
Crooked Eye.
Yes.
Was there any doubt about Crooked Eye?
I wasn't an early fan of Crooked Eye.
I wasn't either.
At all.
That boy can rap, though.
Yes, he can.
Since that's what we're talking about. Crooked Eye definitely is in on Crooked Eye.
To me, I like Crooked now. When he first started, I didn't understand why he wasn't necessarily like the most pinnacle Slaughterhouse member to me. I thought he was just kind of like not quite as good as Royce.
Right. No, man. He always did his thing, though.
But he was always really good at what he did. Like, he definitely belonged there and definitely was dope.
Do you think I like Crooked Eye.
I'm in on Crooked Eye. The whole group is on the list then.
I'm in on Crooked Eye.
Yes.
Yeah.
While you're in, are you on the C's? Are you in alphabetical order?
Yep.
Can I throw in a quick C that we didn't mention?
It's probably somebody, but yeah.
It's going to be outside of CR.
Okay.
Before it. Cameron.
Ooh.
And I am in on Cameron. 100%.
I'm cool.
I can dig the Cameron.
I think you have
to. I'm going to say no, but I think Jay Moore is going to say yes.
Yeah,
so.
I think you got to put the Cameron.
Cameron's in.
I'm cool.
Yeah.
I'm not even mad at it.
I'm mad at you, but I'm cool.
I can't believe we missed Cameron last week, honestly. Man.
Actually, I'm glad you brought him up, Brad. That's,
I'm cool.
Okay. How about
we know you don't like Dipset?
I'm cool.
No, I don't like Dipset at all.
Great production.
I see Cameron as just a different entity from just Dipset. I see Dipset as just a part of like Cameron's career.
Cameron, he's before it was a Dipset. There was
Children of the Corn. Man.
Didn't he say what did him that said?
I know computers putin. I know everyone was
lions, tigers, bears. Oh my! Wasn't that Cameron?
Yellow diamonds in my ear. Call them lemon.
Now, if somebody would say Jewels, I would probably, I don't know.
Somebody said that Jim Jones was on their top five.
Of what?
Should we throw Jim Dipset Jones rappers? Out there? I would say no to Jim Jones.
I would definitely say no to Jim Jones.
It's crazy. Jim Jones is just now really.
His album he just dropped was cold.
Yeah, I heard it is. That, I haven't listened.
But he's just now really getting to the point where I was like, okay, I'll check for a Jim Jones album.
Yeah. All right, I'm going to keep it moving. Sci-High the Prince.
Yes.
I don't know how we forgot Sci-High.
I forgot Sci-High.
Has wrote a lot for good music for those that don't know.
No Dope on Sundays is amazing.
Yes, it is.
Here's an interesting one. Chance the Rapper.
I like Chance.
I'm a no on Chance.
I like Chance, but no.
I'm a yes on Chance the Rapper.
Yeah.
He's tough, but I don't see it on this list. He's tough. Yeah. I don't see enough to put it
on. I don't see how you can be a yes on Drake, but a no there's a lot of reasons why
I can be a less on on Drake and a no on Chance. And Chance is great.
I like Chance.
I'm gonna mix in a couple of.
I'm kind of for the Chance.
I like kind of for it,
but it's not still, on the votes.
Cool. Yeah,
but I'm cool.
I'm gonna jump. I have Brad's down here. He gave me some names as well. Craig G.
I'm a yes on Craig
G. Great guy. We met him.
Yeah, I'm
cool brother.
Incredible MC.
I don't know his material enough to.
I'm
to
cool,
vote him in.
But great brother, man. Great brother.
But what do you think, Terry?
I'm good.
No on Craig G and.
He can rap, though.
I can't vote on somebody I'm not familiar with.
Right.
Cormega.
You know, I'm biased. I like Cormega.
No.
I'm in on Cormega. Y'all don't have to be. I like Cormega.
I'm out on Cormega.
Cormega got heat. Cormega got heat.
Calm down.
Cormega got heat.
All right. That's that, then. Let's do Dave East. Now, these are a mixture of people we left off in comments as well. So,
Dave East.
I'm going to say no, only because I've only heard. He's so fresh.
Has he done
enough? I'm going to say yes to Dave East, especially based on some of the other people we've put in. I'm going to say yes.
Man. Okay.
Spools have swayed my opinion. I'm going to go yes on Dave
East. Good.
Okay. So that's all yeses?
Yeah.
Okay.
Jay Moore, what did you think about Dave
East? I'd say no on Dave East. Put people on him. I like him, but I just can't get him in.
I'm going to take Dave East. I'm
now take Dave. He ain't there yet.
He's in. All right. Danny Brown.
I'm a yes on Danny Brown.
Talked about Danny.
We did not on the show.
I get it, but
we realized we forgot him afterwards.
Yeah.
I get it, but no.
I'm kind of with Danny.
I'm actually going to say no. I don't know if his catalog is really. I know of two albums that he's put out. I know he's put out more, but
he's put out a decent amount of.
I know
some
he
of
has,
these artists only have two albums.
Yeah,
I'm saying Big L is on our list.
I get it, but nah.
And I like. I could go either way on Danny, to be honest.
Jay Moore, what do you think?
Flip a coin.
It's a no for me.
Okay.
And I'm going to say yeah and put him in.
All right, there you go.
Just because Danny is definitely different, and I definitely respect that about him. Dizzy Wright.
Dizzy's dope.
He's yeah,
but
I don't know enough.
I think
honest.
Long put me on a Dizzy right, but I'm gonna say
like that whole camp.
I don't
even,
know enough.
Even
to
a
say.
Hobson,
he's on here too.
I don't know enough to say.
I don't listen to him enough to put him in the
Long put me on game, but I don't know enough to to say.
I think if we put somebody from that camp in, it's probably got to be Hobson
over him,
just because of he was kind of the originator of that crew. What is that? What do they call it?
I don't remember what the collective is. Yeah, Kato, you know that.
So no on Dizzy.
Okay.
Dumbfounded. Anybody know who Dumbfounded is?
No, I don't. All right. Yeah.
What's that? Dictionary.
He's good.
It's a dictionary.
I didn't know if it was a word. Go ahead.
It's all right. It's all right. Earl Sweatshirt.
I like Earl Sweatshirt. I like Earl Sweatshirt.
Earl is very dope.
I have to say no, though. I mean, I like what I've heard, but I just don't have enough from him.
He's got potential to be, but I'm going to say no.
Yeah,
I like him, though. I like him. I like him.
Yeah, I'm with that consensus.
Yeah, I'm not into Earl Sweatshirt.
He got some heat.
Obi Trice.
Obi Trice is dope, but I haven't heard a dope Obi Trice. Well, I haven't even listened to Obi Trice for at least 10 years.
Yeah.
He's got to do that. A while.
So that's a no?
Yeah, no.
I like Obi, though.
Open Mic Eagle.
Not familiar.
Yeah.
I am, and I would say yes.
He's a clever.
I just don't listen to him enough.
He's got his own show on Comedy Central right now.
That's what's up.
Oh, okay. I know. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know his music. I know his comedy.
Okay.
It's too bad. Cool. He's really dope.
Yeah, he's really clever. Yeah, but I think that's more no's than yes. So.
Yeah.
Let's see. Where are we at here? Let's see if I miss any of these down here.
I gave you more than that.
No, yeah, I got a whole bunch of them.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we're only on D. Evidence.
I'm a yes on Evidence.
I'm going to yes on Evidence, too.
Yes.
I'm in on the Evidence.
Okay.
Gone ahead.
What about Idea?
I'm a yes on Idea. Yes.
I just don't know his material. I wish I knew his material better. And he passed away, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah,
something like that.
I don't know enough. Yeah. I don't know enough.
It's a no.
Okay. Gucci.
Burr.
Based on some of the, yes, I'm a yes on Gucci.
I'm a no.
Healthy Gucci.
It doesn't matter.
No, just the same. Gucci as
they're
a whole.
Yeah.
You're the one. You're the impact guy.
Yeah, he got super impact in the South. But I'm gonna fall in line with y'all since y'all really don't like.
You don't have to do that. Just
tell
us.
I want you to do nobody saying nothing.
I want you to be an individual, Mike.
Well, you know, I take.
I'm a yes on Gucci.
Let your heart yes.
I just love that we're gonna go
yes or no.
Yeah, do it. Say yes.
It's gonna be dope. I take Gucci. Yeah, influence
too. What do you think?
I'll let Gucci slide.
Yes. Yeah. Gucci main.
You can't deny it. Like,
all right. Guilty Simpson.
I don't know enough, man. I'm cool.
I'm a yes.
Yeah, I let my feet stick out. Anybody that talks shit, get their teeth chipped out.
Okay.
In the face.
Yep. I'm a fan. So are you a yes, Bloom?
Actually, I'm a no, based on our list. I like Guilty a lot, too. I don't know. What do you think, Jay?
I think it's all no. It's three no's. So.
How is it?
Oh, yeah.
What would you say, no?
I was a fan. I'm a fan of Guilty Simpson.
Good.
So.
Yeah, me too, man.
But, you know, it is what it is. We have a process.
What was the shit they did? It was him and Black Milk.
I thought it. Yeah, I forgot Random Acts.
Random Acts.
Yeah. That was good.
Yeah, I got to put him in there. I'm going to put him in there based on that. Yep.
Guilty's in.
Yeah, Guilty is in.
That was good.
I forgot about. I was like trying to think of his material that he put out. I forgot he was a part of them.
And the joint with Apollo Brown.
That's right. Yeah.
Dice Game. I still listen to that album.
He just put out one with M.E.D.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I forget what it's called. But
here's one. Just since we're in the G's, and I'm not sure if it's on the list. Grand Pooba.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, and I'm a yes on Grand Pooba.
I'm good on Grand Pooba.
I'll take Grand Pooba.
You can put it on me. I'm gonna say no.
Yeah, I'll take
Grand Pooba. I brought him up, so yeah, Grand Pooba.
That's a yes. Grand Pooba.
I'll take Grand Pooba.
G-R-A-N-D or Grand?
Grand.
Grand.
With a D.
Shout out to my homie Dominic.
I have an old Grand Pooba CD in my CD case.
And I like it on it?
I don't remember. All right.
Was it a Lamborghini on the cover?
Wow.
I don't remember, honestly. Somebody gave it to me. It's been in there. I haven't looked at the CD case in 10 years.
Yeah, the joint Mary J. Blige called Check It Out. That was cold.
All right. I'm kind of, I got multiple rows here. Percy P. was brought up, which I thought was amazing because I haven't thought of Percy P in a minute.
I'm gonna guess.
Have no clue who Percy P is.
Not the single clue.
If it ain't Percy Miller, I don't know.
Yeah, sorry, I don't.
He's pretty dope.
Really? I don't know. No,
I think
I like
Percy P.
His throwback.
But that's a no.
Did he have a whole album with Madlib? Or was it just a couple joints?
I don't know. I remember hearing just a couple joints.
He rapped over with man, another guy I forgot was Diamond D.
Legendary.
But you guys, I'm in on Diamond D.
Diamond D's legendary. Got to.
I'm in on Diamond D.
What y'all think?
Got to. I'm in.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all can make that decision.
Yeah, I'm in on Diamond
D. What's that mean?
All right, he's in.
All right.
This is, let's see if we can move a little faster here. Fashawn.
I like Fashawn, but no.
I'm in on Fashawn.
I really am just not familiar enough, so.
Okay.
He's dope, but I can't give him a vote.
All right, Homeboy Sandman.
Bless you.
Bless you.
Boy Sands.
What I've heard, I like a lot, so.
I'll probably say yes. He's definitely a lyricist.
Bless you.
And I feel like
I'm cool. You know.
Terry, what do you think?
Yeah, I haven't heard enough of his material to vote for him. And I like him, but
they having too much fun over there. Oh my
god. Just thank Jay.
Nah.
Nope. Okay. Here we go. We got a few fun ones. Mystical.
I'm gonna just say no just because of the conversation we had earlier.
Yeah.
That's the only reason.
Yeah.
They love my style over there. The staff loves my style.
So that's Mystical. A no on Mystical? Let's try to keep this moving.
Yeah, we are.
RZA.
Nah. And I love RZA, but nah.
I'm a yes on RZA.
I'm a no.
I'm a no on RZA.
Ouch.
Ill Bill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Slain from La Coca Nostra.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. J-Rock.
It's not enough.
Not enough.
Yeah, I would say.
Okay. Immortal Technique.
I'm a yes on Immortal Technique.
I'm not a fan.
I'm not either.
Cool.
Yeah, it's rough. I would have voted for him.
Yeah, I mean,
even though he insulted me on Instagram one time.
That's cool, though.
Did he really?
We don't want that smoke. You don't want that smoke.
Yeah, I got it. It was election night. Things got heated.
Smoke DZA.
Not enough.
Yeah, not enough. Although I love the project with
P Snap, though.
Yep.
Okay. Havoc.
No.
I'm a yes on Havoc.
I'm a no.
Not as a rapper.
Mm-mm. Production? Yeah.
No question.
It's the same way I feel about DJ Quick.
That's cool. All
right. That's why we're having these discussions.
It sure is.
Boom, boom. Shh. All right.
He hate DJ Quick.
Jean Grey.
Yes.
I know she's dope, but I have not listened to enough of her material.
I'm going to go yes as well.
Yes.
I don't know.
Jay Moore, talk to me, man.
I don't know, man. I like Jean, but I'm kind of falling in the same category as Terry. The last album I heard from her, she wasn't even rapping. She was singing. Yeah. And it was dope, too.
She's very talented.
Say more. Talk to me, man.
I got to. You know what? I'm going to say yes on Jean Grey. Okay. I think I have to.
Because I was going to say no, and I like Jean Grey. But
it's all good.
We'll just have to put some of her songs together and listen to them a little further. What about Quell Chris? Is that on anybody? Anybody familiar with Quell? Like Quell?
Quell Chris?
Quell Chris. He just dropped a new album called Guns this year that was really good.
Pass on him.
Nope. Okay.
I'm not familiar.
Jid. Is he too fresh?
Like Jid, but he's too fresh.
Sylvan Lequeu.
Unfamiliar.
Slash. He used to go by. What did he used to go by?
Sylvan Lequeu?
He changed his name.
Boo Boo the Fool.
Wow.
I don't know.
Nah, you know him. What did he used to go by? TR is a huge fan of him. But his name was really generic. He changed it.
15, do you know?
I don't know.
All right, 15's looking at that.
I forget his name. Joyner Lucas.
No.
Incredible,
he's
but he don't have enough.
But he's too new.
Okay. I put Tona on here, but I don't think anybody else is going to agree with Tona. Tona's dope as hell.
I fool with Tona. I would say yes for Tona. But I get it.
Yeah, he's from, it's a Toronto dude.
Yeah, so. He's dope, but.
Logic.
As much as I dislike different things about Logic, he can rap.
I'm taking Logic. Yes, he can rap very well.
Yeah, he should probably be on the list.
Yeah, I'm taking Logic.
Okay. Lil Fame.
Yes, I'm a yes.
Lil Fame.
Yep.
I'm a hard yes.
From MLP?
Yep.
Yes.
I'm going to go yeah, Lil Fame.
I'm good.
Man. Jim, what's up, man?
No, I mean, I'm the tiebreaker, so.
I'm out on Lil Fame. So you really are the tiebreaker.
Lil Fame got to be in.
Absolutely. Right.
Okay. Trey.
Yes.
I must say no.
Trey is cold.
He is cold, but Trey. I'm going to say no.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to say no.
He's kind of got that thing where he raps next to Sky Zoo all the time, and Sky Zoo's so good.
The Sky Zoo Bank are
yeah,
he are in there.
Okay. He in there. Man.
He's done a lot of he's done a lot of features for
yeah.
No, I said no.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Who else? Lord Finesse. Did we agree or not? I don't remember.
Legend.
I'm a yes.
Yeah.
I'm cool, yes. But Legend.
I'm gonna say yeah.
Right, Terry, there we have it, man.
What'd you, is that a yeah?
Yeah, there we have
that's
it.
That's enough.
That's enough.
West Side Gun.
No. Love West Side Gun.
I'll say yes.
I'm going to say no, too. Rusty Redenbacher. Local legend.
Man.
He's even been on the show, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Indeed.
I'm going to say...
That's a hard one.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know enough.
I'm going to say no simply off the fact that Russ hasn't rapped in about 10 years.
I don't know enough
material. Yeah, I'm going to say for the top 200 of all time or 150
he's definitely
or
legendary. Definitely.
I know he's OG, though. Love he's super legendary.
Great guy. Love him to death, but no.
Bass Mentality was very dope.
I didn't do my research. I got to do my homework.
But I'll say no.
Okay. Pete's sake.
I unfortunately just don't know enough about him, but what I've heard, I've
got to take my I got to take my man because I know how cold he is.
I have to as well. Obviously, I'm way biased. Yeah. So
he's cold. He's cold. He's better than most.
Terry.
Yeah,
he's dope. Yeah, I'll give Pete Psych a look.
He's tough.
All right. Here's one we've missed. R.A. the Rugged Man.
Not a fan.
I'm a yes. Yeah.
I gotta say yes on RA.
I'm cool. Jim Moore, talk to us.
We gotta have him in the conversation.
All right.
T3.
Wow.
That was one of mine.
That's a sleeper there.
Not familiar.
From Slum Village?
Slum Village.
The other half of
I think this is bad, but Elzai was so cold. Maybe I didn't appreciate him enough.
He just wasn't as technical
as
Elzai.
So I'm gonna say it's the Big Poo syndrome kinda.
We didn't mention Big Pooh either.
We didn't mention Big Pooh, did we?
Which we probably should.
Yeah. Shout out to that documentary Lil Brother did too.
That was dope.
Mm-hmm. I'm out on T3, man.
Yeah.
It's just too much Elzai, man.
Yeah, like, yeah, I am too. What about Pooh? Do we have any positive or ends for Pooh?
I would be.
Pooh's
I'd say
last
yes.
joint was very good.
I'm gonna say yeah.
I'm gonna take Pooh, man.
Pooh's
I'm
really proven himself as a solo artist.
I'm gonna take Pooh. Yeah. I'm going to take Pooh.
I'm happy that we're taking Pooh right
now. Yeah, we got to take Pooh. Shout out to my man DJ Twan.
Shouts to Mike Spitz.
Yeah. They love Pooh. Sleepers. That album.
Here's one that you guys may not be familiar with, but I'm going to throw them out there. Science from Brooklyn.
I know Science. You put me on the Science.
Man,
Science
his last
is
album
dope.
Was amazing.
That last album was cold. I don't know if he has enough for me because I haven't heard enough.
True.
No, but he's dope, though. Yeah, he's dope.
Yeah, I can agree with not enough.
He got heat, though.
How about Vic Mensa?
No.
No.
Okay, on to the next. Here's two of mine.
Don't do that, Jay Moore.
I had five of them that I threw on here that I didn't figure would make it in, but I'm going to throw them and mention them. First one is Sirius Black from Nap.
Dope.
And the reason why is because he's had four consecutive albums that have came out that have been dope.
High
front
quality.
To back.
Yeah, high quality.
Yeah, I can dig Sirius.
He's had a heck of a run.
I'm gonna take Sirius. Yeah. I'm gonna take him.
I would do the same.
Okay. Yeah. Here's another sleeper, Suleiman from Chicago.
Love Suli. I'm taking Suli.
Yeah, I haven't listened to him enough.
I'm taking Suli.
Okay. Yeah, don't know.
All right. Vince Staples.
Nope.
Nope.
Going with a no.
Very good. Thurston Howell the Third.
Absolutely. Goddamn yes.
I don't even know who that is.
I'm cool.
I feel like I should. No. I tried Googling him, and he didn't. Nothing popped
the
up.
The name is great, but.
Psycho Less.
No,
I'm
no.
Yes.
I know Psycho Drama. Shout out to the Midwest.
You don't know Psycho Less?
From the Beatnuts.
The Beatnuts. I'm gonna say no though.
No to Beatnuts, but maybe clearly I wasn't paying attention.
I have two. Whenever you want.
Norrie.
Say it right, man.
I'm in on
N-O-R-E.
No, man. Say it right, Norrie.
Yeah, I'm in on Norrie.
Yes,
I'm in on Norrie.
Two yeses.
Yeah.
Three yeses.
I
only got a couple more, Brad. Your old Droog?
Nah.
I like your old Droog.
I'm going to say yeah, nah. And he's dropped two full lengths that have been dope this year.
Facts, but I'm going to say no.
I'm in. Jay Moore?
I don't know.
That's a no.
Yeah.
Zumbi from Zion Eye.
No.
Okay. The Grouch.
Sounds like a movie.
Like The Grouch and Eli?
Yeah. I'm going to say no, actually, no, yeah. But I wanted to bring him up.
You seen
I
that?
Like it. I haven't listened to him in a long time, though. Okay. So.
All right. I have a hand for Pasta Noose.
Wow. Ooh. Legendary.
I'm a yes on him.
I don't
legendary,
know.
But.
Not familiar.
Yeah,
from
you are.
They lost a little.
Oh. Never mind. Yeah.
Pasta you know Noose. You know Pasta Noose. He in. Dope.
Which I'm plug in. Is he?
Let's plug two.
Plug two.
Yeah.
He dope, but nah, I'm
is
cool.
That how you say his name?
Pasta Noose,
Pasta
yes.
Pasta Noose, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's in.
I'm a yes.
I'm out.
Really?
Yeah. Love De La, you know, as a collective, man. I'm good twisted. So but I'm out.
That's why we're having the discussion.
I give it a go.
All right, then he's in because I was going to say no.
Pasta Noose.
Keith Murray.
Yes.
I'm a yes on Keith
Murray.
Keith Murray
is one of my executive orders.
I can
yes.
do. Well,
is it one of the beautifulest
now.
Things?
Yeah.
Keith Murray is in.
Shout out to Death
Sadat
One.
X.
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, I'll take Sadat X.
He was on my list originally, so yeah, I can say yes.
So the only person we're going to leave off is Lord Jamar.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
That
Lord do that. Jamar, anybody?
Don't do that.
I'm going to go with a no on Lord Jamar.
I'm cool on Lord Jamar. Oh,
man. Sorry, Lord Jamar.
Yeah.
Supernatural.
I'm a
great battle rapper.
Yeah.
But
I'm cool.
Go, no.
Okay.
How many people is on this list now?
We only got a couple more. Actually, not. We didn't add a ton, real to be honest. Trina.
Chill, Jay Moore.
No, I mean, I when we talk about all the categories, yes. I see where we are right now in hip hop. I feel like a line goes from Trina to everything that's
man,
hot right
everything
now.
Everything right now. She definitely got the heavy influence.
About MC Hammer.
Don't do that.
I mean, Drake's on the list.
Stop, man.
So.
Drake's a given, man. It doesn't matter how he much you don't like him.
Drake is a given.
What
it's
do
a
y'all
given.
Think about Trina before you start getting another shit?
I'm cool on Trina.
Man, I don't.
I get it, but I'm
going to
cool
say no.
Yeah. I'm going to say
yeah,
yes.
I've never listened to Trina.
You've never listened to Trina?
Other than the songs that she did like with Trick Daddy. I've never listened to like a Trina album.
Okay.
Yeah.
I actually Trina. Forgot. I forgot.
So she's
a,
out.
Forgot a couple. I forgot Mad Skills.
I'm in on Mad Skills.
Mad Skills, great ghostwriter,
or just
great
skills.
MC.
Yeah, right. I'm cool.
I'm probably gonna say no though, just because I only remember one album from him.
Yeah, I'm cool
with the backpack.
Yep, it was a good album.
Mm-hmm.
You asked how many we're at. We have a.
We got.
We got about 30.
Executive
we got a 30.
Too,
yeah, we're gonna get there. Last one that we left off was MED, Metaphor Ox from West Coast. Not raps familiar. A lot with Madlib and them.
No. Shout out to Madlib, but
nope. Okay,
I'm cool. All
right, so that's our list. Unless anybody has any,
got,
this is your last chance.
I got two others, right, real yes. quick. Sage Francis, and I'm a yes on him.
Oh, Sage Francis.
I'm an absolute yes on Sage.
It's a no for me, dog.
Yeah, that's, don't know who that is.
I've got to say no, probably, just because I'm not overly familiar.
What would you have said, Jay?
Sorry, I can't do it.
All right, and then I have a feeling this is going to be a no, but I'm going to throw it out there because he's dope. Juice from Chicago.
Love Juice from Chicago. I'll take Juice.
Yeah.
I'll take Juice.
Mm-mm.
No? No? Jay Moore?
No for me.
We didn't mention no. Rhymefest. Is it, would anybody vote yes on Rhymefest?
Hold on. Let's finish Juice.
No.
Really? Rhymefest?
Juice is amazing.
I'd say yes to Rhymefest.
I also would say yes to Ryan Fest.
I'd say no. He falls in the writer category.
Yeah, that's, you know, the like, thing.
Yeah, I know. Like, he's got one project that I'm really, really familiar with. I know he's got Indianapolis Roots and stuff, but
no, that's a no. But is Jared, I mean, I like him.
Man,
it's really, it's really on you.
I'm gonna say no, man. All
right.
Is that it? Now we're doing executives.
Now we got our executives.
I think mine are already gone, but that's fine.
So you don't want to add any?
Yeah, I'm good.
So you don't have any?
Yeah, I'm good. Mine are already gone.
Jay Moore, you have two executive picks.
I gotta add Trina.
Okay.
And
Trina.
And Tash from the Alcoholics.
Ah.
Okay.
Tash?
Yes. Catastrophe. Okay.
T-A-S-H?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I could dig it.
Mm. Well, 2 Chainz already made it. That was going to be mine.
I had two. Yeah. Both mine.
Did you have any others?
Come back to me.
All right, Sean. You have two.
This sucks because I have 3. But I'm going to have to go. Fuck. One, I got to put Murs on there. Murs has to be on this list.
I'm not mad at Murs.
That's cool. I'm not mad either.
And the other one has got to be Locksmith.
Okay.
They have to be, which means
I did my research. That boy is cold.
I didn't get to put my other one on there. Cold.
I've got my two.
Okay.
And they are Cool Keith.
Yep.
And Schooly D.
Cool.
Don't worry, I'll put together a good package of things for you guys to listen to. How much school? Hey, Major 7th, how much Schooly D have you listened to? Honestly, be honest.
Not enough.
Okay.
Sounds like the one of the play-in games for the tournament.
Wow. Schooly D does?
Yeah, for me, in terms of what we got going on, but legendary, though.
What about either Daddy Mac or Mac Daddy?
Don't entertain that.
No, he definitely influenced Ice-T, though.
I think we're a little over, 130 or 155-ish, somewhere around there? Give or take. Yeah. So we're right.
Thank you, 15.
Good.
So this would be a last chance in the comments to specifically name anyone.
Just to throw somebody. Yeah. You know what? I'm going to just throw Fife in there then.
Fife is already on the list. I put him on.
Fife's already on there.
Fife is in this mug.
So. Is you got on the list?
Don't be hating on you, God.
What about Master Killer?
Leather Sponge Rubbers.
I'm a yes on Master Killer.
What about Silver Rings?
Okay, so is there anything else?
I watched Shout everybody who watched the Wu-Tang Clan.
I finally watched all 4 episodes.
Yeah. Silver Rings sound like Marvel.
They do not F with Silver Rings.
Man.
It sounds like a Marvel character.
Did you see Resident during that whole scene just sitting over there with his sunglasses?
Very quiet.
Just,
yeah.
Yeah.
I need to watch this joint, man, because
it's a great documentary.
That's what's up. Shout out to Silver Rings, though.
All right. I think
don't shout him out anymore.
I think that's going to wrap things up.
Is that it?
So I guess we'll have to figure out what we're going to do next time, eh?
Yeah.
So tune in. And
okay.
Then,
we got
next
time.
Week.
Yeah.
I think we should probably trim it.
Trim it down. That works.
So we add to it to trim it.
Yeah. trim the old list.
Okay.
No, based on ranking in the categories.
All right.
I think it's going to trim it.
Well, ultimately, it's going to get trimmed.
55. Yeah. No. I mean, like.
Well, first off, the list is probably Schooly D, right?
We'll come up with we're going to score these 10 categories, 1 to 10, for all these 155 people and shave off 55. That's probably what we'll talk about the next episode.
Mm. Maybe. I don't know. I don't think it matters at this point, but.
Just grading 155 people?
158 is okay, too, I guess.
Yeah, that's cool, too.
But if we want to do that, we can. Right. I feel like you just want to take Drake off.
Yeah.
No, we don't. Shout no, no, no. Drake, he's on the list, man. I got voted off the island on that one.
So. Yeah, originally we were only going to choose 25 for this last segment. Then before we start, we're like, well, let's just go through them and pick whoever we feel. So that's the only reason why I didn't. So,
it's all good.
Cool.
All right.
Drake just skated by.
Skated by. Skin of his teeth. He's in there. That's going to do it.
No, he's a tremendous, tremendous MC. Yeah, absolutely. He's going to rank real high in a lot of
I just
want to
show that the Cam Ryan, when he was having a news interview, anytime we talk about Drake, just for spools.
I feel you, man. Shout out to Drake, man. Right. He definitely should be on the list. That's going to do it.
He should be on the pop list.
Episode 142 of the New Old Heads Podcast. Make sure you check us out on YouTube.